Hi, everybody. Well, today's Friday. This is Paranormal Friday, Creation Lightship Healing Program, and the date today is the 28th of August. And let's clear the date here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And let's clear away situations or a situation that you may have encountered. So here we go. Just think of something that maybe you didn't like or had some trouble with. Maybe you have physical pain. So we'll clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's bring up the light beams, or you can bring them up. And the venues you have up on your screen will activate for you. So here we go. It'll be male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll have our co-host come on. So are you out there, Ann?
I am, Ron, and hello and welcome, everyone. It is Friday night, so it's paranormal night. If you're a new listener, welcome. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. Ron is a light being who allows all of us to access our true source energy to receive healings, which are actually clearings to take away a lot of the gunk that's been put on us here on Earth, and to teach us how to be, not teach us, but help us to be clear for ascension time, which we all hope is imminent and happening soon. And I bring that up, Ron, just because, well, for new listeners, but also we have a question about ascension I wanted to read you. Do you want to say a few things, Ron, a few general things maybe about ascension in case you have new listeners?
Well, there's actually the ascension process. When it is, I can't tell you because, only the light knows about when it's going to be. They don't give any real fair warnings. My information, when I first started doing what I'm doing now in 2005, they said it'd be 3 years, and that would be in February of 2008. So that was my only input that I had, and now it's a ways past that, naturally. So, you have time now to, clean out your body so you can have a better life. So ascension is actually just your body leave here. That's one possibility. And go to where the earth spirit is choosing to go to in its next incarnation. And it will allow you to be with it wherever it's planning to go to as it resonates with you. So part of that spirit energy of the earth or spirit and the planet is in your body, and that's the reason why you can go where the earth spirit is going. So that's the gift that you can give your body if you clean it out enough. And it's hard to say how much it needs to be cleaned out. Typically, it should be all cleaned out, but that to me seems almost like an impossibility. But, if you get it pretty much, whatever that would be, where you're not having your buttons pushed all the time, then you're probably going to be in pretty good shape. Remember, your buttons come from your past, and your past control your current reality, and your future, if you have a future, also controls your current reality too. So you want to live in the now. So basically, you want to be like a baby. You want to be not connected to timelines, and you want to live in the now, and that's the process. The other one is to have your spirit cleaned out of the emotional traumas and stuff that it's had and the barcode put on it so that the dark side will take your spirit to a dark side universe. And that's happening anyway with you every 10 minutes. So every 10 minutes, you're normally on a clone planet. It looks like Earth, and you're back here on Earth a few hours every month. So, and how do you know when you're here? Well, if you're not sleeping, you're going to have a lot of energy, and you're going to feel like, well, I can do this, I can do that, I can do the other. And, normally it's stuff that you had thought about doing for quite a while, maybe, and you get that inspiration, you have the energy, and then it leaves you, and then you're back wondering why you didn't do it. So that's kind of what happens. So you want to get out those timelines, and the timelines are parallel lives, same words, parallel life timelines are the same thing. And you know that you're on one, you know, if you lose your keys, misplace your car, you know, lose something, feel like, you know, like, where am I? You know, why are the trees brown now when they're supposed to be green or something like that? You have that knowledge a little bit, and you go, wow, this is weird. You know, or I thought I moved, you know, the rake, you know, along the side of my garage yesterday, and now it's on my driveway. I thought I moved that, and that's because they just copy and pasted the wrong timeline, and you're looking at it with a little bit of common sense, a little bit of knowledge, and wondering, yeah, I thought I did that already. And that's what happened. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And a person wrote in, this has been in here a while, and we missed this question, but someone has a question about ascension. What are the clearings to do for immortality after ascension? I have done the emotional and mental whole life clearings and the death barcode. Do I have to do the emotional seven generation clearings?
What you want to do is find where your buttons are. What the energies are connected to you. Are you in fear? You know, fear is a good clearing to do. Anxiety, you know, everybody has been dealt a different set of cards in each lifetime. But basically, you know, we deal with fear, deal with anger. Some people may be dealing with betrayal. And whatever your buttons are there, whatever your theme of your life is, that's what you want to clean out. That's what your body has stored inside of it. Causing you to respond and react the way you do. And your spirit comes in completely, in a sense, cleaned out, could use the term brainwashed in a sense, because it doesn't remember its past lifetime. Remember, if you have remembrance of a past lifetime, it's not going to be from your spirit. It'll be from your body remembering it, because you're not going to come in here traumatized. And your body will recognize things, and you may think that your spirit recognizes it, but it's really, you know, your body recognizing what's going on or has gone on in the past. Because otherwise you'd come in here, and the darkness wants you to have complete, fully charged up battery, we'll say. So if you come in only half charged up, it's not going to do them any good at all. They want you to be fully empowered, you know. They want you to be fully charged up so they can take that energy. And if you did realize that this is happening to you, we'll say, then you may be able to change things. And if you knew about it before you're born, then chances are you would probably have precautions and you would have a stillbirth. Your spirit would say, I don't want to come into that body. And it probably would not give it away to the soul family members, and it would just leave. And the baby would die. And that's what happens sometimes. But basically, your spirit doesn't know the difference. It's cleaned up. It thinks that it's in a planet of light because it looks like that. It has no reference. Remember, it's the light of the darkness. It doesn't look like light. And, you know, it doesn't really figure anything out because it doesn't really judge. So it's just going along for the ride. So a lot of the teachings that are out there are taught to you typically because they want you to think that you're really empowered and you have it going and your spirit's all this powerful and it's, you know, has all these attributes of light. But you have to remember, once you have a problem, you get hurt, you're in pain or whatever, your spirit's out of your body. It's gone. So if it was powerful, it would stop all that energy and heal you instantly. But no, it's gone out of your body because it can't suffer negativity. And it doesn't do that. So that's sort of, if you notice that, you're going to realize that my spirit is pretty powerless over situations that are happening here. And that's basically what it is. It's going along for the ride. And the mind energy is so powerful that it's controlling your spirit and your body. And your body may not want to do something, but your mind goes, yeah, I want to do this here. So, you know, in fact, if you just think about something, let's just say that you're afraid of heights, okay? And somebody talks you into maybe bungee jumping off of a bridge or even a cliff, okay? And so your body doesn't want to do it. It's scared to death. But your mind goes, oh, I want to have this experience, okay? And so your body's shaking to death, and it doesn't want to go. Your spirit's out of your body at that point. And you go for that experience, and, you know, hopefully the cord doesn't break. And that's why things happen, because your mind is so powerful and controlling the body's actions. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, interesting, Ron. And I've always thought that what will happen is we're doing healings now to clear ourselves out so that we can ascend. But then once we're ascended, we, excuse me, hopefully both our bodies and spirits will be in the light and in source energy and free. And we're not really doing the healings for ourselves for after that point. Like that person is saying, the question was, how do we get immortality for after ascension?
Oh, if you're not here, yeah, if you get out of here, that's automatic.
Right. You're not going to be dealing,
you're going to be in light. You're not going to be dealing with negativity out of here.
Right.
Only if you go to a clone planet. So if you're living today and you were here, you know, 2,000 years ago when ascension time happened, then you know the only reason why you're here is because you took the fork in the road. You went the wrong way. Because the dark side told you. That's why you're here, you know.
Right.
So now you know better.
Okay.
So,
right, and then once ascension comes, it, you know, we won't even need the healings anymore because
yeah, that's correct.
Those are really for humans. And
yes, yeah, and it's get rid of that. The your stored judgments, your stored cellular memories that you have, your past timelines. It's to get rid of all that stuff that is holding you captive here on this planet. And that's done by the aliens. So we're basically slaves to the aliens.
Yes, that's unfortunate. But also, once you hear these things that you have shared with us, Ron, you can't unlearn the facts that the aliens are messing with us all the time. So in that vein, you've given us a lot of clearings to help get rid of the aliens, but you've given us three recently. And I thought someone sent in a comment, and I'm not sure whether it was the last show or Monday's show. You did a sample of the green mist goo clearing, and they wrote in to say their shoulders feel better. And I thought that was interesting that they actually sort of felt a physical release while you did that sample. I believe how you've described that green mist, it's like a, sort of in us and around us, and it might be, you said one time, how the aliens hook us into timelines. Is that correct, Ron?
It can be, yeah. You know, and it could be also using the nanotechnology against us. So there's a lot there, a lot that they can do. I'll do a sample of the green mist here. So it's kind of like a muddy-looking green, but it's still green. Some people might think of green like, you know, having the planet green, you know, but this is like a green-colored mist, if you could see that color, you know, with alien eyes. So here we go. So getting rid of this energy, and it's attached to you some way, somehow, in you, out of you, or whatever, but here we go. Green mist clearing. In fact, if you have a situation going on in your body, you might want to focus on that, and we'll see if we can release the green mist that might be causing it. I don't know. We'll find out. See if we get some comments on it. So let's just say you have a hurt toe or something, or you're on your knee today, or you know something happened. You got a headache, and you go, yeah, I'll just give it a try. So we'll just focus on the green mist in that area. So it's up to you to find the location. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 100 to release that green mist from that area for you. Now, before I do this, what I'll say is I can't guarantee it'll never come back to you, okay? So if you just know that we're getting out the energy that's there now, Okay, so here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'm going to do this one again, the green mist. And let's just do it for... people talk about their thyroids a lot, so let's do thyroid. Green mist in your thyroid causing you problems. So here we go, count to 100 again. And again, just kind of, you know, notice how your body's feeling. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And there's still more there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, well, to see if we get any comments tonight or tomorrow. So if you can, you know, let us know, clsquestions at Yahoo, and we monitor that during the program here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I just wanted to remind everyone that you have a lot of, in addition to these shows and all of the wonderful information and healings, many of them free, on your website. You do weekday calls at 5:30 Tuesday through Friday. And on each of those calls for the past 2 weeks, I think, or close to it, you have been making all of us human and real. And it's really feels terrific, Ron. And do you think that the people who are participating in that and being made real, again, are on actually on less timelines? And can you just check us all right now? Are we all on the CLS Now timeline of life?
Oh, yes, of course. People are definitely who are on the calls here. And by doing the clearings here, that also helps people to get into the present moment, yes. I'd say almost everybody listening would be, you know, in the now.
Oh, great. Great. That's wonderful. And so we're probably a little... safer, aren't we? If we're more human, we're probably a little more able to keep command of our emotions and our thoughts and stay on the timeline and just sort of be more master of our lives.
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me.
Yeah. I'd say you're probably pretty correct there, because when you're in the now, then they don't want you, in a sense, because they can't abduct you onto a timeline. So they can't do an abduction into a false earth, you know, another hologram. Remember, what you're seeing normally with your eyes is holograms here. And they get switched out with whoever is in that location watching it. You know, it'll change every 10 minutes. So it may not even be there until somebody physically goes there. So it's a little hard to describe that, but in a sense, that's sort of how it works. You know, people can say, well, yeah, I don't believe that because, you know, I can plant a garden and not see it for a week, and all of a sudden I see sprouts coming up or whatever, and then, you know, I don't go to it for another week, and, you know, everything grows. Well, that's because it's supposed to do that, because it knows you're programmed to see what needs to be done there. So if you didn't see it, grow, and it looked like it didn't come out of the ground yet, you'd wonder what's going on. So, yeah, they're giving you a program of what's supposed to happen. But the whole thing is to get into the now, and then you're going to more than likely be closer, or if not, be on the regular Earth timeline. So that's what I'm trying to bring in here, is the real Earth versus the cloned replicas that everybody is seeing here. And you're seeing a false reality. So, and it is real, and it's painful, and, you know, if you break your arm in a false reality, it's still going to hurt the same as if it was when you're on the real Earth. But on the real Earth, you may not even have that experience, because everything doesn't cause harm. So another way to look at it, remember, you're only hurting yourself because you have blocked energy in your body. Somewhere, that's typically what happens. I won't say always, but typically there's something going on and your body's attempting to get your attention. And unfortunately, that's how sometimes accidents happen. I wish it didn't work that way, but that's the way the aliens program everything. So they don't program joy and happiness. They program heartache and misery and pain. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a person with some questions about the healings, and she notices that when on the incident part of the whole life clearings, the timer defaults to 30 minutes. So one of her questions is, do you suggest we start just doing whatever incident for 30 minutes and then see how we feel before we do it for more time, or should we automatically set the timer for more than 30 minutes?
Okay, yeah, well, if you're not real sensitive, you may just want to leave it at 30 and kind of sample it. What I'm saying about sensitive, maybe you know you have an issue, so you get into a clearing and you go, yeah, this is my life issue, and you know, you may want to run it for more than 30 because you know you've been doing something for a long time. It doesn't hurt to do it longer. If you don't have a clue and you have the extra time, then you may want to make it longer. Some people run clearings in the evenings when they're sleeping, so they maybe put the timer to 600 minutes or so. And, you know, you can do that and just let it run all night with the same issue and see how you feel in the morning. So it is kind of up to you, but you want to do at least what the timer is set for. And some timers are longer than probably needed, so you could make them less if it's, you know, a whole lot. What I would suggest probably is at least do 1 or 2 hours of a particular situation if you're dealing with something. When a timeline crashes, you want to do it, you know, a whole bunch. Maybe meaning probably 100, maybe a couple of thousand timelines or so. And it depends if you still have the issue or not, and you want to get off that timeline. So if your whole life theme is like a person that will say gets emotionally beat up by people all the time, maybe low self-esteem or something, then you want to get on that timeline of low self-esteem. And if it's been your whole life issue and you look at it and you go, yeah, I had this when I was 10 and, you know, when I was 20 and, you know, et cetera, then, you know, you may want to do 10,000 timeline crashes on it. Because all those timelines are being focused back to you like a boomerang, even though you're not living in that year. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And then the same listener goes on to ask, and I was thinking maybe there are some other listeners that might be able to help this person, because our listeners always have such great ideas. The person feels they're more mental than emotional, but they have done both of those clearings. But when issues come up, I'm not always sure how to approach it. I don't feel much, so it's hard for me to know if I've really cleared something. I often relate to the topics on the shows, but then I'm not sure how to approach it. So I was thinking that maybe there are some listeners that could help with some ideas for this person of how to, put in things to clear. And then they give an example. I cannot watch any horror movies or movies where people are killed. It really bothers me. I will leave the room, especially war movies. So would she start with an emotional healing on that? Because I'm not sure what to do since I don't feel very much.
Well, what I do is timeline crashes. So we could talk about war movies, I guess. But first of all, have you seen the Alien war movies where there's ships out there fighting aliens, government, militaries fighting aliens that landed here? Does that upset you? Or is it more like a physical war movie, like, say, whatever, Vietnam, or the new one out, American Sniper, or a World War II movie or something, okay? So kind of find out which ones are your trigger points. And then from there, we'll just say that it's World War II. You watch that, and, maybe, you see something going on there, and let's say you watch the movie and you're kind of upset anyway, but you're watching it, not knowing why you're watching it. Then all of a sudden you see, one of the sides bringing in tanks, okay, and the tanks start shooting at things, and you see things being blown up. And now that kind of really pushes your buttons. So now you know that there's a situation going on with tanks. And very possibly you could have been there. Maybe not in that tank destroying things, but you could have been on the other end of it being attacked. So now you know, I was there, okay? And so then do timeline crashes for being in a war where shells exploded around you. I worked with one person, in the 80s, I think, and they had a hearing problem. And one of their ears wasn't working too well, and I said, well, what you have is a problem from one of the wars. They had cannons. So it could have been, in the 1800s or something. And I said, I'm seeing a cannon going off, and it made your ear bleed, and you couldn't hear out of it because you're too close to the cannon. So I did a clearing on him, and all of a sudden he could hear better out of that one ear. So the ear, had the problem because I just needed to have the energy cleared. So what I actually probably did back then, looking at it now, is just clear the timeline out from having this cannon go off with his ear close by, and it made him deaf. And things like that can be pretty simple. And you don't always really need to know what it is. If you can kind of get close to it and you know there's a problem there, that's it. So if you want to go deeper, you can. But once you start clearing out the layers on the timeline, then you're going to start having more clarity. And then watch the movie over again and see if your body is jumping around, with the same scene. So write down, maybe if you have a DVD or whatever, write down, or Netflix or whatever you're listening to, write down, how many maybe minutes you are into the program to where your body started really heating up, jumping around, and maybe you're sort of crying or sneezing or eyes watered. Write that number down, and make sure you write down the show name, and then to do some clearings and go into it again and see if you're just as anxious, because the anxiety won't leave you. It'll be probably the same each time you see it, which is kind of what you're saying, but you're probably not going back after a clearing revisit that same situation. And maybe you might get rid of it and you go, wow, that's what it was, And then you can look at it, with different eyes and see what else you may need to clear, because something else could be related. Maybe you're there and you lost a friend, bomb came or whatever, or the munitions came, whatever they shot at you, this round, and it blew something up, and maybe you lost your family. So now you got a family issue of them leaving. And you go, well, now I know why I cling to people. Okay, I don't want to have people leave me. I'm You know, maybe my relationship, I'm too clingy and people don't want to be around me because I cling on to them all the time. Well, that could be from the same issue of having your family members destroyed, killed during this process. So just kind of follow it through, keep going, and do the timeline crashes on it. And then also see what other clearing might work as far as a whole lifetime one. But at least you're going to get some clues. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Well, and while you were talking, Ron, I just thought, boy, having that sort of set of movies, type of movies that they don't want to watch is kind of a gift, because you could just clear all the things around, you know, war and death and murder and blood, and, you know, you can do it on the mental and emotional barcode, or rather clearings, but also on the natal barcode. I thought of, we have a couple of questions coming up about the natal barcode, and that seems to be very powerful. It really clears things out, you know, especially anything you're clearing emotionally and mentally, to then run the same thing on the natal barcode is really powerful, I think. And then lastly, the same person has a question. I did the magnetic and twisted body about a year ago. How often should I do it?
I'd say probably every 2 weeks to 1 month.
Okay. So would that be possible for you to give us a sample of that tonight, Ron? Maybe straighten out one of our bodies?
Yeah, after the train leaves here.
Oh.
Well, the train has nice energy. It clears away stuff. So here we go. So you can probably hear it there. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll work with one of your bodies here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of getting back, let's do magnetic twisted body for one of the bodies that maybe controls your hearing. I won't say that the body is 100% controlling it, but somehow it is connected to it, let's put it that way. So we'll do this a little differently. So here we go. This is for hearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. That felt really good. I feel very relaxed after that. Okay, so one of our listeners is doing the, I'm trying to think of the exact name of this clearing, the insects, bites and stings. I think it is, the bites and stings clearing. So they ran it 6 times, and they want to know if that's enough, because I don't want a clone or entity keeping me from doing more. Do I need to continue, or has this been cleared?
I don't think it has been cleared. I would do it probably 12 to 15 times more.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That's good. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I think I misunderstood that. They're doing the recurring event barcode clearing, and they're clearing bites and stings on that, which is also a great idea.
Okay, so that one is a little different. So recurring events, probably 2 more times.
Okay. Great. Great. Okay. I'm not sure about this clearing, and I don't know if you're going to be able to answer it either, Ron, without looking at it, but let me try. The person's doing the all parallel lifetime clearing on the emotional body. Do you do each step separate or together? There are six steps and a drop-down box for lifetime or century. Do you run in the same number as in the other drop-down box where it says selected lifetime?
Oh yeah, the same number each time, yes. Whatever you're doing, you do them all consistently, yes.
Okay. All right, good. I hope that was clear to the listener. If it isn't, write in again, and one of the co-hosts, you know, who's really familiar with that clearing can, you know, answer the question more thoroughly if you're still not clear. But thank you, Ron. Hopefully that was understood. I'd love to do, well, here, let me read this. It's very interesting, and then we'll do another sample healing. The other night, you mentioned that you didn't want to do a sample of the dark side practitioner clearing. And at first, I didn't understand why. And then I started running it for myself, and I really understand why, because it's so powerful that I started to see people, sorry, it just clicked off on me, but I started to actually see and feel the energy of the people whose names I put in the clearing. They, like, came to me. And I see now that if you, yes, here it is. I could see his image over my body. I ran the clearing for 20 hours. Then I put it on someone else who had done healings on me in the past, and the same thing happened. I could see her image, so I ran her for 20 hours. I have someone else in there now for 20 hours. So, yes, if we just received a sample, that would be like a poke stirring up that energy pool, because I could feel their psychic attack strongly while running this clearing. So, gratefully, the listener is thanking you, Ron.
Yes,
you remember
very,
that discussion? So, thank you, yes, listener, because that was very clarifying for everybody.
Yep. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, that's good.
Yes. But it would be nice, what could we do a sample of, Ron, for people? You feeling anything that we need?
Let's see. Yeah, I have a clearing that we don't talk about too much. And we have a hope clearing. So here we go. This may help to release energies that would be the opposite of hope. So here we go. And you may want to think of an issue that you're dealing with. You know, maybe the whole lifetime here could be an issue. So why am I here? But anyway, here we go. Hope issue. One, releasing the energies for that. Two, three, four, five. Oh boy, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, just see if that has helped balance you out somewhat. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, a listener has a question here about our emotions. You've told us that the aliens gave us our emotions, Ron, and also you've said that women are usually more emotional and men are more in the mental realm. So did the aliens that gave us emotions, were they a female alien race?
Well, I think it was... What I think happened was, using the term very loosely, the Galactic Federation, you know, the Federation of Light, you know, the Council of 12, there's all these names that people use. You know, it's the alien like clearinghouse of all the aliens, and they make the rules and laws, which they call, universal law or something like that. And so what happens is they gave all these contracts, and they created contracts, and I guess the best way for you to have a contract that you're dealing with is to have you get put into emotions, so you could be up or down, you know, with the different situation. So, and everybody accepted it. So the people, from my standpoint, the people chose to have emotions because they got tired of living in peace. Peace was probably very boring because there's no excitement. You're just peaceful. And everybody now is looking for peace. And they kill people because they want to have peace. And so, and the people that are fighting for peace are really fighting for something else, but they think they're fighting for something to help everything. I'm sure if you ask any vet if they really think that they went to war, and, you know, hopefully they came back with all of their faculties and, you know, all their body parts and stuff. But if you ask them and they say, did you really like fighting? And do you understand why you were fighting? They'd probably say, well, not exactly. Or, yeah, I fought because I was told to, and I probably wouldn't do it over again. So, and it didn't bring any peace. And my life now is hell because of that. So that's why people, the soldiers have, post-traumatic stress. And their whole life changes, you know. It's very easy to spot a veteran. You know, for me, it's very easy. You know, most of the men have been veterans, and they all look wounded. They got, you know, something taken out of them. Maybe they lost part of their spirit in the process. So anyway, I won't get into that too much, but that's what the aliens did, and that's what they want, and they're living off that energy. It's very sad. So back to you.
Well, just that phrase you used, Ron, fighting for peace, that doesn't go together, fighting for peace. So, of course, that doesn't work, and you've given us the mind-to-heart drop, which you always stress is what we have to do, and if everyone did it, we would actually have peace. So the mind-to-heart drop must really drive the aliens crazy because they're not getting any emotional juice out of us.
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a listener has a question. What are people? I see that people usually have two programs. One is an angry one. The other is a goody-two-shoes one. And then the human spirit takes a back seat. And that's with a question mark. Ron, do you have anything you can add to that?
Well, yeah, I'd say everybody's trying to balance out. So, you know, you do something that may not be good or nice, right, a negative thing, and then you know that you did something wrong. And so then you have to make up in a sense, you know, if you have a partner and you do something, you know. And then from there you make up, and because you know that you messed up or screwed up or did something that wasn't proper. But at the time, you know, what clone was in you, number one? Number two is, what timeline were you on? Maybe you just got dropped in from a timeline. And you were maybe out there having a bad time, and you got brought in here, and you know, you're probably angry in that timeline, and you got brought in here, and maybe your friend was, you know, you're having a conversation, you just got returned, you know, in that 10 minutes of time, got dropped in here, and now you're really upset for no reason at all, and you took it out on them. And they go, gee, what happened to you, you know? Maybe entities hopped into you also, you know, during the process. So there's a lot going on, but normally the body tries to seek balance. And so that's kind of the gift that the body has. It's always looking for a way to balance itself out. And somehow the mind of the body does that. Remember the mind itself, mind that controls your thinking, is always trying to make your thoughts do something. as you're figuring out what to do each day. And the mind and the body's there, that's your healer, is trying to take away those negative energies to keep you from dying. That's why when you do the barcode clearing, that barcode, the mind of the body, when it gets close to or knows about a barcode, it gives up healing you because it knows the body's going to die. So you got to put that back online. So, you know, there's a lot that we don't know about. And the clearings that we have can help you, you know, to have a better life. So that's what I kind of stress is get rid of the negativity and get rid of the mindset and your old thought patterns and get into the now where they're not going to control you, and then your life will start to change. People respond to you according to your psychic billboard, and if you're always thinking a lot, then that's going to be full of stuff to bring people into your life. It may not be a positive thing. So, back to you.
And I would just add that I think courting and other people psychically attacking you can also affect you, Ron, when you all of a sudden, you know, you don't feel like yourself, like you were saying about timelines and stuff, and you change.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, our next question is about entities. If entities can see out of our eyes, how does the body move around without crashing?
Well, they're controlling your body. When you have an entity in you, it is in control of you. It does whatever it wants to do. So I guess a way to look at entities would be sports. I'm sure that all the players have entities in them. Let's look at one where you have physical stuff going on. So let's just say that... let's just say boxing, okay? So boxers, does the body really want to get hurt? No, you know? Just ask anybody's body, you know? You want to have a car wreck today to get hurt? They go, oh, shit, no, you know, I don't want to have that, right? So boxers are out there to get hurt. So what comes into their body to want to fight? The entities. So it'd be interesting to look at the eyes of boxers to see... if they have any, if the person's home during the fight or just before it or something, you know, because more than likely entities step in, and that's what happens. And the entity doesn't care what happens with the body, not at all. Body gets hurt, mangled or whatever, you know, bleeding, you know, broken nose or arms or whatever is going on, you know, during the process. Entities don't care. They'll just hop out of the body and go to somebody else. Maybe go to the next boxer that's fighting. But the body doesn't want to get hurt. So that's a sport for entities. So back to you.
Yes, that is so interesting, Ron. I don't think probably not that many people listening to us watch boxing, but if I ever see it come on TV or something online, I'm going to check that out because that makes perfect sense. I was wondering, Ron, we've only done this a very few times on our shows, but it's an interesting healing. Could we have a sample of the trust clearing?
Trust, huh? Okay. You have to think of an issue for trust. It would be a whole lifetime clearing. So maybe you don't trust something. You know, maybe you go to the grocery store and you don't trust the food that you're getting, and you take a long time to select an apple because you don't trust or know what apple is the best one for you. So when you do find one, you can trust yourself that, oh, this is the right one. Trust could also go different directions too, but we'll look at that, and you got to find your own trust issue or lack of trust. So here we go. Think of something. And it might be a hard issue to even look at. But here we go, releasing that energy that's causing you not to trust. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a couple of questions that to me are kind of related. Recently, you talked about there's that material Reflect-X that can protect your home and your walls and your ceiling, and might cut back on transmissions. And you've mentioned that people sometimes put tinfoil around and have it in their hats. And I know someone that puts it over their chest and it protects them from being attacked in their heart chakra. So we have two related questions to that. Did the Romans, and I don't think it's even just the Romans, but did the Romans wear headgear to protect themselves from transmissions?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know about that.
Almost all the armies wear some kind of headgear, and that might have been part of the reason, right, for the starting of that, to protect their heads, but also maybe keep them from getting transmissions.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be more of an armor thing, so they don't get whacked by a sword or something. But, it's possible. You know, I just don't know.
Right. So the other related question is, do you think wearing aluminum foil in our shoes would help with ley lines and other energies we might be picking up through our feet?
Never thought of that. You might try it. All I know is people who have, like, you know, the aluminum foil, when they put it on their body, your body gets really hot. So, you know, probably because you're not getting any type of air circulation. But you might try it and just see how you feel with that. Interesting, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that person's listening tonight. And if you are, try that. Or if anyone else wants to give that a try, that would be really interesting to hear about.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd probably know within an hour, you know, how
right.
Your body's feeling. That'd be quite interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question that I have an answer to. I'm interested to see what you say, Ron. Can we put a person's name in the natal barcode clearing to get them disconnected from us?
It's normally for you, so and it's your energy, but I don't see. Yeah, I guess you could, but. Well, that's a rough one. It's mainly how the energies connect to you. So it would be how you're connected to them. So you're trying to put them in and how they're connected to you. And I don't know if it would work that way because you're not using that name. Now, you know, if for some reason, when you hear their name, you jump. And that means that you're associated with the name and you want to release that from you. Maybe you had a bad experience, you know. Aunt Martha, you think of her name and you go, oh, no, you know, what's going to happen to me, you know? And maybe, you know, it was your worst nightmare with her. So that name could connect to you that way, but you're probably better off doing timeline crashes on the events that, you know, Aunt Martha did to you rather than putting it into the natal chart, because the natal was brought to you when you're born. The information of the planets and stars, and they have their own agenda on how you're going to be living your life in your future. So that's how your life is laid out. And as you stumble upon life and get different numbers brought to you, kind of like your address of your house or something, you know, that you're living in now, or apartment or wherever you are, that was probably known by the aliens, the planets and stars. We'll just use that term, your astrology, that was already predestined for you. And so was Aunt Martha predestined? Probably. So, you know, it could be, but normally it's what you relate to. License plates, phone numbers, birth date for sure, special events, you know, things that are trigger points that connect to you. And you're going to know that because you're going to see those letters and numbers coming up all the time. So, you know, that's what it's designed for, is to get you off the tracking program from the planets to stars, which are the aliens. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Now, I have done that. I have put people's name in the natal barcode clearing. I feel like if I have an issue with, well, whatever, or a person or a person's related to it, the more clearings I can do that hit the same subject, the better. So I have felt a little bit like it did help me because I think less of the person's name and I think about them less after I do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So I would say maybe it's worth a try if you're already, for instance, if you're already doing timeline crashes and maybe it's a person you're putting in the dark arts practitioner or the people courting, and just also put their name in the natal barcode. I think it helps.
Yep, and, you know, if there's somebody out there that's controlling you or whatever, you know, a person that you see all the time, and they're not responding to maybe your wishes or the way you would like them to respond, then you have to deal with them, like maybe a person who you're working with. You know, they're maybe don't like what you're doing, and they just don't want to, you know, connect with you, or, you know, something like that. We'll say, well, you could do timeline crashes on that person, because they could be being controlled by many, many timelines that's preventing you from connecting with them. So if something's important and you want to get something done, then by all means do timeline crashes on it and do a whole lot of them. And I have, you know, people do comment on that they have had great success because they had to do something that they've been kind of difficult. And they go, well, I'm going to try timeline crashing to see if I can get off of the timelines where the person's always saying no. Let's just use that for an example. And maybe they do a couple thousand timelines, or maybe they go, well, I got 2 weeks here for this person to say yes, so I'm going to do timeline crashes on them. And remember, they're on timelines where all they know is the word no when they see you. And all of a sudden, you get rid of all those timelines, and now they may have a more open mind, we'll say. Remember, because they're mind controlled, you need to get that mind opened up to being neutral, right? So using that term, open mind, then all of a sudden, after maybe a week of timeline crashing, maybe you're going to do 10,000 of them, all of a sudden you see the person again, and they go, yeah, I can do this here. You know, I don't know why I was being a jerk last time or whatever. You know, I see your point. You are probably correct. And, you know, I can bend the rules a little bit. Or, yeah, this, or maybe they completely lost paperwork that you needed, you know, you wanted to get rid of, you know. All of a sudden you go, wow, went in there and there's no paperwork on me whatsoever with this issue that they were nagging me about. Because you went in there and you asked, they go, no, we don't have it in our files. It's a whole new person. Because you're out that other timeline. They drug you into that timeline. Or you're on the timeline and you wanted to get a different result. So get off that timeline. Remember, the aliens will still take your energy because you're happy. Okay?
Right.
It's because you're in misery and you're worrying about it. They're getting more energy, but you could be happy too. And they're going to go, oh, that's okay. We got energy now. You know? So that's why you do timeline crashing. Then if you can find your major issue, what put you onto those timelines initially, then do a whole lifetime clearing for that issue. Like I said, the timeline crashing is like a Band-Aid. It works wonderful, but always look to see what you could be doing or why you got on it. You know, some people, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, you have to be on it because that's the way life is. You may want to get off that timeline. So Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Now, here's a question that I basically feel like you just answered, but I'm going to share this with you anyway. A listener is having a problem with a large government agency. They've had their green card and been living in this country for more than 30 years, and now they're having all sorts of paperwork problems between this country and their home country, and they've been trying to figure this out since December. All sorts of problems have been happening, and that sounds to me like timeline crashes, and also maybe putting things in the natal barcode.
I do natal barcode, or do psychic billboard.
Right.
Yeah.
So now this woman, this listener, does do the healing. So she may, well, I'd love to hear more from her if she's actually done some timeline crashes yet or the natal barcode. And she's asking, you know, if you have any help for her, like to pinpoint a little what's going on there.
Yeah, I would continuously do timeline crashes on it. Maybe timeline crash the agency itself, the person that you're communicating with, timeline crash the paperwork. There's numbers on the paperwork, if you have anything like that, a timeline crash that, and get off those timelines. And you may want to, you know, you can do more than one timeline at once as long as it's the same issue. So let's just say that the person's name is Sally Jones that you're dealing with. Well, do timeline crashes on Sally Jones, and then also do the paperwork. We'll say that Sally Jones sent you paperwork, and There's a filing number on it or something, 8005, you know, WB. So you write that into the timeline crash to timeline crash that paperwork, okay? And then, you know, keep doing that. And whatever else is, you can have them all on the screen because it's the same issue, okay? So put up multiple screens, maybe borrow a friend's computer, you know, maybe do... 10 timeline crashes at one time to just get some more computer space, maybe RAM or something or whatever you need to do. I'm not that computer literate, but, get some more screens up and hit that very, very hard, you know, because it sounds like it's a hard thing. I guess our show's ending.
It is. Sorry, Ron, to interrupt you. Yes, and if you need more, you know, help with that, listener, just write. We have another show tomorrow at 7 p.m., and it's time to say goodnight, Ron, but we would love the mind to heart drop first. Goodnight, everybody.
Put the man in your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart, so dropping down. You have to do it out loud. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Thank you, everybody. See you later. Blessings.